And now it's time for the show you waited for all week. It's time to get out and about with Elaine LaRoche. It's Saturday morning. Wake up with your cup of coffee. And now, here's Elaine.
Wow, I don't know what to say.
That is pretty cool. And my microphone isn't working for some reason, but that's okay. It is now? Okay, great. Anyway, good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche. Our number here is 508-222-1320. And there's a lot going on in our area, and I want to get right to some of the things that are really happening. I had the really great pleasure of seeing one of the best plays ever, Jersey Boys, was in town, and it's still playing till tomorrow evening. If you have a chance to hear the music of Frankie Valli, getting to know the actual behind-the-scenes story behind it, it was quite remarkable. And Joe Pesci, the actor, even from New Jersey, had an intricate part of the whole series. It was just really phenomenal play. Phenomenal. The music, what can I say? I brought in the CD, so we'll go out with the breaks and in all day. It's going to be Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons Day. So good morning, Mike Catanzaro's on the board with me. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Elaine. Hey, you know what's funny? On the way over here, I saw a big billboard for that.
Yes.
And at first, I thought it was a sub shop that was being advertised, but it was actually the play.
Don't tell too many people that, though. But yes, they had a great reception, and it was just a really wonderful play. And we had great seats. I with my girlfriend, Sarah. We did dinner and a show.
So Joe Pesci was there?
His character was there.
Oh, okay. Not him.
No. But it did tell the story about how these four young men got together on a street corner in New Jersey, and how they formed this friendship, and the play explains how it was back then, and there's only several ways that you can get out. You can either do what they did, like befriend the gangster era there, or you could, excuse me, do other things, and they decided to sing, and singing was their thing. And back then, it was much harder to get a record deal, and they were playing every single little place, every single little joint down in New Jersey and New York, and actually Joe Pesci introduced Frankie Valli to an incredible songwriter, and from there they started all these wonderful songs, and they wrote their own songs instead of emulating another sound. They created their own sound, and the story of Frankie Valli. I thought it was really an upbeat, happy songs and everything, but he actually lived a very tragic life, and
So this is a true story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it was quite remarkable, actually, and some of the songs, and they explain like how the songs. And I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah,
maybe we'll talk about it another time.
Yeah.
After the play leaves Providence,
yep.
We'll talk about some of the songs. And, it was just really a remarkable play. If you haven't seen it, please see it. And all I could think about was my girlfriend, Kathy Tatro, and she now lives in Connecticut. And during the break, I was texting her, and I said to her, Kathy, this play reminds me so much of our childhood. Because we used to sing songs all the time, you know, and Frankie Valli, I mean, Ragdoll and Ronnie and Working My Way Back to You and all these songs we would be singing at the top of our lungs. So she said, let's see it together. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. But unfortunately, next week I will be calling in the show because I'll be in California. I'll be on business all week. And so I've got my A-team here, Mike and Jim Corbin will be calling in the regular time, but I'm going to do the first half hour of the show next Saturday. So it'll be very interesting to try this new concept as I get up at 4 a.m. to talk to you. Actually, you have my cell phone, Mike. You should call me like 10 minutes before we go on air because I might be sleeping. That would not be good. That would be nothing.
You're going to have to go to bed at, like, what, 7?
No, I'll go to bed regular time, that's for sure. Another thing that's really exciting, and it really is the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus is in the Dunkin' Donuts Center today and tomorrow, and they're retiring the elephants. I know that there was a lot of controversy the way that they've been treated. And finally, and Providence is it's the last time that they will be performing. The elephants will be performing. And so tomorrow there's, I think, three shows, I think 11, 2, and maybe 7. And then they pack up and they take off, and the elephants are going to retire in Florida.
Wow.
So, see, everybody goes to Florida to retire, even elephants.
Wow. Now, we're in, they got like a Ringling Brothers Retirement Center for elephants?
I think they have, well, they have a preserve there, an animal preserve. So after they tour, they go on the trains. Have you seen the trains in Providence?
Oh, the little cart things with the wheels?
They're cars. They have like the elephants, and they have the tigers and lions, and then they have their own pool. They have their own train. Like their own, they attach to a motor, I mean an engine, and that pulls them down to the next stop. In my, where I work on West Exchange Street,
you could see the train.
There's 15 tractor trailers.
Yep.
And they're filled with like props and staging, lighting, everything. And then there's like 20 campers where the performers sleep.
Wow.
I mean, it's a big, big, big production.
Yeah,
they have one of the biggest shows ever in Providence. And the second biggest thing, if you'd be surprised, is the wrestlers. When the wrestlers come to town, they line the streets up. They have these big, huge RVs. I mean, these motor, I mean, they're just huge buses. They're huge. And they have, like, the expandable side where it pulls out. I mean, it's amazing.
Now, Ringling Brothers has been coming to the Civic Center every year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to see them a long time ago when I was a kid.
Yes, yes. And on what happened was 2 years ago when they had that mishap with the aerialist and the bar fell on these poor girls. Some of them are still injured. Some of them suffered permanent damage, and I think two of them are paralyzed, which is very, very unfortunate. So they just completely took that out of the act. It's not going to happen anymore. But if you get a chance to see something, excuse me, that's tradition, and the last time to see live elephants at the circus, it'll be tomorrow. But you can always go to your local zoo to see them at Capron Park and in other areas, Roger Williams Park Zoo and other things. I wanted to mention a couple of other things, too, that are happening in the area. Before I get into that, though, I know people like to listen to the lottery numbers. And I started playing the daily number. Now, I've hit, you know, one number or two numbers, but you need, you know,
how much
four.
Do you get when you do that?
God, I don't even know.
$2?
I think probably your money back, because it costs, well, you'd probably make a dollar, because if you play for a 50-cent ticket like I do, you get maybe 50 cents back or a dollar. I don't know. But you have to do all four of them. I put in any order. But if you play the lottery, here's the mass daily number that was drawn last evening. 0, 7, 9, and 2. Rhode Island daily number is 4, 3, 6, 1. Mass cash, 2, 9, 15, 17, 34. And Mega Millions, God, this is so hard to get. 5, 6, 37, 55, 74. The Mega Ball is 10, and the Mega Plier is 5. It's just really incredible. Incredible. We did have a guest that was supposed to be calling in today. Unfortunately, I just got a note in the studio here that they won't be here, but we'll touch base with them at another time. But it's Mother's Day coming up next weekend, and there's a Mother's Day craft and vendor show. Now, what that is, it's happening today at the Eastern Knights of Columbus in Northeastern. And basically, if you want a unique gift for your mother, there's going to be over 40 arts and craft people there. So it starts at noontime to 4 p.m., and that's on Foundry Street in Northeastern. So,
is it too late to get a table if you're a craftsperson?
I don't know. You'd have to contact
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it is too late because it starts today, my friend.
So they should have done it by
now. It's only today. But 40 crafters, that's pretty cool, especially when you go to get something very unique, you know? It's just
speaking of unique, when's the farmer's market going to start up again?
I think she said it was going to start in June, and I'll have my buddy Heather come on, and Heather will come on again and talk to me, but I believe it's going to start in June, July, August, September, and I want to say October, but we'll get more information as it gets closer.
I think last year it went to October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weather was just really unusual, like it is now. I mean, this is April. I know we're not getting any more snow, right, Jim Corbin?
Yeah, huh? We don't want any more surprises.
No, no. But anyway, if you'd like to jump on the line and say hi, our number here is 508-222-1320. And yeah, it's just been a really unique week, that's for sure. There are some things that are winding down. Remember I was telling you a few weeks back that the cartoon Charles Schwartz, the Peanuts, pigskin exhibition at Patriot Place is they're winding down today, actually. It's at the Hall at Patriot Place in Foxborough, Mass. And there's over 35 exhibitions and drawings and memorabilia. And it's just really a cute thing to see. And I believe it's free. So check that out. Today is the last day. And there's a lot of other things going on today, such as, like, again, I was saying, like, that craft fair. I'm going to say it again because, really, Eastern Knights of Columbus Hall on Foundry Street in Northeastern. Go up there, noon to 4 p.m. See, you should head out there, and you can get anything and everything. See, I would be looking for Christmas items, to tell you the truth. I would. I'd start.
Now's the time.
Well, I already started doing it.
You do a little bit all year long. It's the wisest thing to do.
I do. And when I'm out in California, I'm going to do that, too, because.
Oh, California.
Yeah, because you can't. Let me tell you something. I went out to dinner with my son and my little five-year-old granddaughter, and she said, I said, what do you want me to bring you back? And she said,
Xbox.
Shopkins.
Well, what's that?
Yeah, I know. Shopkins. If you have a child under the age of 9, you know what a Shopkin is. It's these little plastic things. I mean, I have them. She gave me one because it was a duplicate. She said, here, you can take this to California. But it's these little plastic doll things that kids collect. And it's like a pea in a pod. They have like popcorn Polly. It's these little characters. Yeah, Google it when we go on break.
Yeah.
It's just really amazing. And they're wicked expensive.
You know when you're getting old when you just
$2.49 for one. It's insane. And these kids collect them. So I said to her, what do you want for, what would you like me to bring back from California for you? And she said, a California Shopkin. So that's what I'm going to bring her back. And I said, yes. And you'll
okay.
only have. You'll only have a specialty one because it'll be it'll only be I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted here because I'm looking at four different things. I'm getting her at the Shopkins because it's the only thing that she can have that is going to be special from California. So forget the traditional souvenir T-shirt that we all love and get for our kids and grandkids and everything. Anyway, it's just really great. So anyway, I do believe we have to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to take a caller. So caller, if you can just hang on right, real quick, we'll get to you right after this break. But we do have to be mindful of that. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Stay tuned. We've got plenty more of the show. And Jim Corbin will be here at 7:35. And we'll be right back after these messages. Yeah, I'm working.
Your open door is hope. Become a foster parent. Dare Family Services is seeking caring families to provide foster care for area children. While helping a child, you will receive excellent training, 24-hour support, and a tax-free stipend towards the child's care. Dare Family Services is a nonprofit agency which provides foster care for children throughout Massachusetts. For more information, please call 508-802-9515 or visit www.darefamily.org.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip! me over him.
They pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition. And then
nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day,
even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Community VNA, Hospice, and Palliative Care will offer a 6-week bereavement series on Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m., beginning April 6th through May 11th at Community VNA in Attleboro. Grief professionals offer suggestions and support and are also a resource on how to help others who are grieving. This program is for any adult experiencing loss and is free and open to the public. However, pre-registration is required. For more information, call 508-222-0118.
As you know, that is Frankie Dell singing that wonderful song, Sherry. Online, we have someone from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. We have our wonderful special projects coordinator. Irene is holding. Thank you, Irene, for holding for so long. I'm so sorry. We had to take that quick break.
No problem. Good morning. How are you?
A little tired, but we're up and about, or out and about, as they say. Thank you for being a good sport and calling in, because the Society of St. Vincent de Paul is the main hub here in our area, is up in Plainville. Is that correct?
Well, actually, the Plainville store in Plainville is part of the Archdiocese of Boston. In this area, we are part of the Fall River Diocese, so we actually are not associated in that way.
Oh.
We're all part of a larger national organization, however.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, Irene, can you give us a little background of what you've been doing and how you got started?
Oh, gosh. It'll give my age away, but I've been part of the St. Vincent de Paul Society for over 40 years. And St. Vincent de Paul Society is a group of laymen, Catholic laymen, who gather in their churches and try to help the people in need. I started out at St. Stephen's Church over on South Main Street. And then many years later, after I retired, I decided that listening to the folks that we were working with, that they needed more money to help the people in need. So as a retiree, I could spend more time on it. And so I joined the Attleboro Area Homeless Coalition, which it was called then. And we would meet at the United Way once a month. We now call it the Self-Sufficiency Coalition, but it's the same group of people, social service agencies that come together once a month, and we share information. We share information about the problems we're having, or maybe who's received a grant recently, where the emphasis needs to be. It's a wonderful opportunity because we get to know each other. And then when there's a need, it's nice to be able to call up somebody that you know and say, hey, Elaine, I need this, or can you give me information on that? So it works really well. We've been together about 15 years now. Once a month, we gather around that table, and there's usually about 20 people or so. Lately, we've even had some of our legislators. Mr. Timmelty is calm. Paul Heroux is a regular at our table. Betty Poirier is a great supporter of ours. She isn't able to come to our meeting, but anytime we need her, we just give her a call.
Wow, that's really great. I wanted to ask you, what changes have you seen in the last 15 years? I know a lot of people have been hit with unemployment. People are, I'm seeing a trend. There's a lot of panhandling in Providence. I mean, people are just getting so beat up in our society. It's so hard to find jobs and things. What changes have you seen?
Well, it's true. Back there in 2008 when the real estate crisis hit everybody and jobs were just disappearing, we were hit very, very hard. I have to say that I think more people have been able to find jobs of late. However, the jobs are only part-time. There are no benefits to them. And that having no benefit, that means, you know, if you're a parent with a child and that child has this, even a day out of school or a sick day or you've got the flu, there's you're living hand to mouth and there's no money to pay your rent next, you know, at the end of the month. So I think right now the biggest item that we're dealing with is the availability of rental assistance for folks. They just have barely enough to get by, and if one thing, you know, one thing goes wrong, the car needs a new tire or, God forbid, a transmission, it just snowballs on them.
Right. That is just, now, does this, how far out do you go? Do you go into Rhode Island at all, or is this strictly Massachusetts?
No. This is strictly just Massachusetts. I cover the greater Attleboro area, which is Mansfield, Norton, Rehoboth, Seekonk, Attleboro, and North Attleboro. We have the St. Vincent de Paul Society has a conference at each of the Catholic churches in those areas. So many times I'll get calls. My office is, we have a partnership with the Attleboro Area Council of Churches at 95 Pine Street. Mm-hmm. And so when we get calls or we will refer them, if they're, you know, in Norton or Seekonk, I will refer them to the churches that cover that area.
I see. So what are your duties and responsibilities as far as specials? Your title is Special Projects Coordinator, is that correct?
Yes, that's true. That's true. I try to write grants for the greater Attleboro area, and we anytime we come up with a new project, about 5 years ago, the National St. Vincent de Paul Society voted in their first woman president in 170 years. We're
wow.
Very proud of that. I know. It used to be called the Secret Society, and then it was called an all-men society, but now it really is it has all ages and both sexes at any rate. Our new president, it's just about 5 years ago now, she decided that we needed to do more. You know, the St. Vincent de Paul Society was noted for bringing a bag of food or keeping the lights on. And she told us, that's not enough. We need to do more than that. The way she put it was, we need to journey out of poverty with people. And she even said, one person, one neighborhood, one community at a time. So, she went further to educate her, some of us, in the idea of systemic change. Systemic change means becoming more, not just dropping off that bag of food, but staying and having a cup of coffee with a family and trying to work, help them prioritize their needs and figure out what they need to do to get ahead. And so in doing that, she embraced a concept called Bridges Out of Poverty. And Bridges Out of Poverty says that we need to engage the people that we're working with in finding the solutions to their problems. You know, our society is based on middle-class norms, and we tend to develop programs and for others without including them in the brainstorming. So systemic change says, no. If somebody has a problem, you need to include them when you're trying to figure out how to help them. And in so doing, there's something called the Getting Ahead class. And I'm very happy to say, as special projects coordinator, that I've been able to get getting a head class right here in the Attleboro area. We are in partnership with the Attleboro YMCA. They give us a venue, and we're to hold our classes. We hold them once a week. It's a 16-week class. Right now we have six people, and we're into, I think we're about in our eighth or ninth class. And basically what it does, this class is, we are called facilitators. We're not teaching them anything, but we're helping them investigate their lives. We help them look at, you know, why they are where they are. Are there, you know, areas of society that keep them from being able to move ahead? Mm-hmm. And at some point, they have to go out and research those contingents in the community that keep them. It could be transportation. It could be a child care. You know, the Bridges Out of Poverty construct defines poverty as lack of resources. It's not just money. It's lack of opportunity. It's lack of education. It's lack of sometimes social capital, or sometimes emotional capital. So it's looking at poverty in a different way and saying, number one, we have to include those who we're trying to help in the process, but also to say, you know, just because somebody doesn't have the education doesn't mean it was their fault.
Right.
So if they're lacking education, let's figure out together how they can achieve that.
Right. As part of the program, too, is trying to find employment or resume writing or strategies of job searching?
Not necessarily. And we're lucky here in Attleboro because we have places like the Attleboro Literacy Center where people can find help not only with things like ESL, but resume writing. Mm-hmm. And certainly as we move forward through the class, if any one of the what we call investigators finds that they need assistance, we'll be there to walk with them and help them find it. But the point is, we don't want to enable people. We want to empower them, because and we use this this analogy of the firefly or the grasshopper in the jar. And you know, when the kids in the summertime, they put them in a jar and they poke holes in it so they can breathe. But they pop up, trying to get out. And when that's not going to work, pretty soon they try less and less and less. And eventually they sit at the bottom of the jar. And even if you take the top off, they go, oh, why bother? Because they've tried so long. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole idea. People sometimes have tried so long to better themselves and did not have the opportunity or the education to do it. And pretty soon they just kind of give up.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is say, no, come on, we're going to take the top off, and we're going to figure out together why you're not able to move along, and together we're going to try to fix that.
Wow, that sounds like a great program. Now, if someone wants to contact you or to get more information, what is the main number that they can call, please?
Right. They can call me at the Attleboro Area Council of Churches, and the number is 508-222-2933.
Perfect. Okay, great. Well, any other last thoughts? I have to take a break right now, but you've been so great in trying to provide so much information, and I will definitely give out the number throughout the day, and also every week try to mention something. And I hope that you will call in regularly and tell me what programs and things that are coming up. I'd love to have you as a reoccurring guest.
I would love to do that. Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. Irene, thank you for calling in. You have a wonderful weekend, and if you're a mom, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye, Irene. Great. All right. We are, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we were just talking to Irene from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. If you need help or assistance, as she said, the number is 508-222-2933. We will be right back after these messages.
I know you can. Come on, Marianne. was a plastic sling and not a permanent thing.
Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition will be holding its annual statewide Against the Tide swim, kayak, walk, and or run fundraising events again in 2016. The morning events consist of several components: competitive and recreational swims, recreational kayak, fitness walk, and USA Track and Field certified 5K and 10K runs. Participants of all ages and abilities can choose one, two, or three of these activities. Participants may register as an individual or as part of a team. Please visit www.mbcc.org/swim or call 617-376-6222 for more information and to register.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Join Children's Friend and Panera Bread for a great day at the park for a good cause. The Children's Friend 5K Walk and Run will take place at Roger Williams Park from 9 to 10 a.m. on April 30th. The event will also feature live performances, arts and crafts, and fun for children and adults. Proceeds from the Walk and Run benefit Children's Friend, Rhode Island's oldest child welfare agency. For more information or to register for the race, visit childrensfriend.kintera.org.
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found mine.
Everyone, you're listening to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and I went to this wonderful play that's still going to be going on at Providence Performing Arts Center till tomorrow evening. I strongly suggest if you love the music of Frankie Valli, go see this play. It is just fantastic. It's just really one of the best plays ever. It's something like when I first seen Man of La Mancha years ago, I wanted to see it again and again, and every time it comes through, I do, because that wonderful song, To Dream the Impossible Dream at the End, always brings me to tears. And that's what live theater does, and that's what live music does. It moves us. It moves our souls. Speaking of souls, we have our meteorologist, Jim Corbin, on, and he's going to give us some fabulous news as far as like sunny degrees and 90 degree weather. Jim, is that what we got going on?
Actually, I'm looking for about 99 this afternoon.
Woo! That sounds awesome.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's in South America, but no. But it's interesting, Elaine, and hello, Elaine and Mike. This is, we're ending, of course, the month of April today. May arrives tomorrow. Can you believe it? May Day tomorrow. It's the first month since last June that has, will average, we're pretty confident, because we're expecting not exactly a warm day today, the first month since last June that averaged below average temperature-wise. So we've had about 9 straight months with warmer than average temperatures. Now, not necessarily way above average, but if you remember, of course, last fall was not a bad situation in terms of what happened then. This winter was not exactly bitterly cold. We did have that, you know, that bitter chill. The again, I can't, it's amazing. This is one of the warmest winters we've had on record, yet we had one of the coldest Valentine's Day we ever have had. But overall, it's been a warm stretch for the last 9 months. Finally, this month of April is ending on a cool note. Now, of course, it's a nice day today, but the temperatures are still a little bit below average. We're going to reach around 60 or so this afternoon. How about those budding trees, Elaine? You know, in terms of the green and some of the maroons coming in on some of the maples and things like that, and some of those the cherry trees, those purple and white.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they good to see?
Oh, my God. Everything's coming up. I know my little flowers are coming up. The spices are already starting to come up. The basil. Yeah, I don't have tulips in my yard, but all those wonderful flowers. And the daffodils, my next-door neighbor has, like, oh, my God, like 30 of them, 30 beautiful yellow, and they're just so gorgeous.
Well, it's been so far a pretty good spring because we've had temperatures that have been fairly comfortable, and we've had adequate rain. We do have more rain for the flowers and the bushes and the trees, but not until tomorrow afternoon. So as I've been saying the last few days, forecast-wise, today is the better day of the weekend in terms of outdoor activities. No rain today, certainly. Sunshine, a few high clouds late. Temperatures getting to about 60, 61 degrees. Now, if you're going to be down near the coast, let's say down in the Jamestown area or Horseneck Beach or even down at Narragansett, it'll be more like 55, but even there, not a bad day at all. And then tonight, if you have plans this evening, Saturday evening plans, the weather should be fine, falling back through the 40s late at night. And then tomorrow, the best weather, if you have things to do tomorrow and you don't want to deal with rain, do it in the morning because the rain will be moving in the afternoon. And that rain will continue off and on tomorrow night into at least the first half of Monday, meaning, say, around midday Monday, it starts to come to an end. Now, there'll be likely a good half to 1 inch of rain with this situation. This is the same weather system that has unfortunately brought more severe weather to the Southern Plains states. You might have seen some video over the last day or so, even this morning, of tornadoes and large hail in parts of Arkansas and other states around that area. Well, we luckily are on the north side of that system, meaning we don't have any severe weather, but we will get the rain from it. Now, then we'll have a break on Tuesday and Wednesday, with temperatures in the 50s to near 60. Still a little shade below average, not by much, though. And then another potential rain event, and maybe with some gusty winds, on Thursday. So we're in an active pattern, although, again, nothing too severe, fortunately. When you think of all the bad weather that's been going on, I mean, they've been getting snow again in Denver, Cheyenne, Wyoming, over the last 24 hours. If all we can complain about is getting some rain tomorrow afternoon, with no thunderstorms or strong winds, and I think we're doing pretty well.
Wow. I know. I'm going to Chicago tomorrow. I'm flying out. I'm leaving at 6 a.m., and I'm going to Chicago. Then from Chicago, I change planes, and then from there, I go to San Francisco.
You'll be there all week, San Francisco?
Yeah, I'll be in San Francisco all week, yes. For business, you know.
No, but actually, let me look up. Hold on. I cut out. I'm not online anymore for the last couple of minutes.
Oh, no worries. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
As you know, the weather out there is typically the fog rolls in off the Golden Gate Bridge and then it moves out. So will you be back on Saturday or will you be not on?
Well, here's the thing. I'm flying into San Francisco, but I'm going like 30 miles south, actually 40 miles south of San Francisco to a place called Mountain View. That's where my corporate headquarters is. But what I'm doing next Saturday is I'm going to get up like 4:15 a.m. and I'm going to call Mike in the studio and we're going to do the first half hour I'm going to call in from California. And then if you could come call in like you do now, and if you want to banter with him for the last, you know, like the first, like for the half hour, okay. that would be awesome.
That is so good that you've even thought of calling up before 4 a.m. out there.
Well, here's the thing. We only have 4 weeks in May, and I believe the station, we're not going to be here on Memorial Weekend. We're not doing a show on Memorial Weekend. The station generally doesn't have any program except, you know, the internet and that. So I figured I didn't want to miss 2 out of the 4 shows, so I figured let me just call in.
No, that's good. So I will call in, and if you have any other messages you want to send me, through the week. If anything changes, let me know. Of course, next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, is Mother's Day. I can't believe it.
I know.
It's the earliest Mother's Day you can ever get. Someone told me that it's usually the second Sunday in May, right? And so it's early this year, but not that that means anything. But I hope you have a good time out there in the San Francisco Bay Area. So,
thank you.
But right now, it doesn't look like we have any issues in terms of any really bad weather. We're going to fill up the reservoirs again tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night into the first half of Monday. The other thing, unfortunately, and I've been dealing with it on occasion, is the pollen, the tree pollen.
Oh, yes.
And I think you have as well.
Yes.
And others. It is still raging high. Now, tomorrow, with the rain in the afternoon, that's going to wash some of that out, which will be good. But if you're doing some sneezing lately or you feel stuffed up, it's probably the tree pollen, unless it's something to do with a cold or whatever. But that pollen count will remain high until most of the trees go back into full leaf. And then that's when the tree pollen starts to diminish a little bit. Then we'll get into the warmer season pollens of grass pollens and things like that. So that is an issue. And one other thing, I'll end on this. The fire danger is moderately high today. And again, we bring this up always this time of the year. I know the last few weeks I've talked about it with you and others. You just have to be very careful. I can't stress enough. Once we get into this heavy greening stuff, then a lot of the dead brush is less affected, and you have less of a chance of getting a brush fire. But, of course, we've seen some fires over the last few days just from buildings burning. There was one up in Billerica, I think, last night. Not that it was had to do with the weather necessarily, but it still is very dry this time of year. Outside of when it rains, it typically is very dry in terms of humidity, and that's why a lot of times you'll see, and I'll end on this, you'll see fires this time of the year, not just brush fires, but just building fires, a house fire, whatever, going up more than you might think. And it's because of, usually, this is the time of year we have some of the lowest humidities across Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, because of just the way the climate is. So when you have a fire, obviously, that's in dry air, fires don't like moist air.
Right.
So what happens is some of them can get either out of control or what have you. So want to be very careful. Any kind of fire that does ignite, or even just on the grill in the backyard, out and about on the grill.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah, I know a lot of people, my neighbors too, you can smell those steaks frying on the grill, and it's like, oh my God, it's not even summer, but boy, does it feel good.
Yeah, it's good. The smell of the spring, the flowers and the grilling and stuff like that, the aromas of spring are really great this time of the year. So, again, we have rain moving in, I'd say probably after 12, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, continuing off and on through about noon on Monday, and then another threat at rain on Thursday. So you have a great time out there in California, Elaine, and I'll talk to you over the phone a week from today.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much. And I know, like, this week here is Cinco de Mayo on May 5th, but
that's
also
right.
May the 4th be with you on May 4th.
That's right. That's right. The movies and everything. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. And I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend. Take care, Jim. Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So anyway, you are listening to us out and about with Elaine. We're taking a last break. We've been playing Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons all morning long, and here's another one, and we'll be right back after these messages. Enjoy.
Citizens, attend a free dental screening at the Larson Senior Center in Attleboro on Saturday, May 7th from 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants will receive a free dental exam and have the opportunity to speak with our dentists in the clinic's relaxed, friendly setting. To schedule your free appointment, call the Attleboro Council on Aging at 774-203-1960. The free dental screening is organized by the Elder Dental Program, a project of Community VNA.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Blanding Library in Rehoboth will host a furniture finishing workshop as part of their Adult Craft Series on Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m. This is a free program for anyone with little or no successful wood finishing experience. Led by instructor Ralph Hankowitz, this program will provide valuable suggestions for prepping the wood, as well as tips for applying a nice finish, whether painted, stained, or clear. No registration is required for this workshop. For more information, call the library at 508-252-4236.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. That is Grease from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And it's so funny. It's amazing what we do during breaks. I mean, we are having a great time here listening and dancing to Frankie Valli all morning long. And we hope that you are enjoying this wonderful Saturday morning and getting out and about yourselves. I know there's a lot of people going out to the Compost Center in Attleboro, and recycling is going to be starting soon again. And you can get free compost in Attleboro anytime you want, especially on Saturday mornings or Monday through Friday. I know that I do make regular trips to the Attleboro Recycling and Compost Center. They do a great job down there, and you can get free compost. So just food for thought. I mean, today we had a really great guest, Irene from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Again, I want to mention, she's a special projects coordinator, but she does a fabulous job, a fabulous, interesting woman. I had met her at the International Tastings at the Literacy Center a few weeks back, and I want to give you that number again. It's 508-222-2933. And call her, and she'll be able to put you in touch with so many local services, community services that you may need. Like she was saying, you know, like bridges out of poverty, you know, it's just like because you might need that opportunity, you know, or the education, or childcare, or transportation. So please, please reach out to Irene at from the St. Vincent de Paul Society at 508-222-2933.
I'd have to add too that if you're even if you're not in the listening area, because I'm sure there are people hearing us in Rhode Island and maybe Connecticut, maybe another northern state. Mm-hmm. You know, they should call that number anyway just to find out if there's a organization near them.
Near her, yeah. I'm sure that she'd be able to put you in touch. She seemed very, very in tune as far as what's going on in the community. And those people are awesome. I mean, you really, really need to, you need to have that support in our community. And again, I feel very fortunate living in the Attleboro area and having, you know, so many groups around us from, you know, children and adults and, you know, from self-help to, you know, New Hope and Christmas is for Kids and so many resources here in the Attleboro area. We are so truly blessed. We really, really are. All right, I wanted to get back onto what there is another event here at the Second Congregational Church on Park Street in Attleboro. And this is happening, actually, it says the 34th May Breakfast and Plant Sale. And it's happening today from 7:30. It's already started till 10:30 a.m. listen to this. My God, for $5, only $5 will get you scrambled eggs, home fries, French toast, sausages, cinnamon rolls, fruit cup, orange juice, coffee, and tea. So, I'm sorry. Adults are $8. Children, three to eight is $3. But you can, they have these homemade goodie baskets called May Baskets for $5 at the Second Congregation Church. Jeez, if I wasn't meeting my sister at the English Muffin downtown, I would go over there and check
it out. Well, maybe you and your
out.
Sister can go together.
Well, no, we can't do that because I'm ripping and running this morning after breakfast at, it's down in Johnston that's where
Johnston.
I'm going. Johnston, yeah. So I have to go there. I mean, I don't have to. I want to go visit with my sister. She's up from Florida for a few days, and then she goes back. But I just wanted to touch base on a couple of other things that are happening. The Cruising Car Show is back at Patriot Place, Bass Pro Shop. It starts this Thursday at 4 p.m. There's over 500 cars, although someone was telling me that they went the first time it was like 2 weeks ago, and there weren't that many cars. So hopefully because it was so cold. New that it takes a while for people to know that they're there. But they are, so check it out. And if you like me, I like comedy shows. Martin Lawrence is coming tonight at the Wang Center in Boston. Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. I have to laugh because he is so crazy out there. They're going to be here May 6th, 7th at 9:30 p.m. at the Providence Performing Arts Center. So Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy is going to be here next weekend.
Now, is he really a cable guy or does he just portray one?
I think he's just portraying one. Right. Other people, Carol Burnett is going to be here on May 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Providence Performing Arts Center. And I'm sure she's going to have a whole bag of tricks and she'll be talking to the audience as she does. And Weird Al Yankovic is not coming until September 14th at 7:30 at the Providence Performing Arts Center, too. So Adam Sandler and David Spade, oh, my God, those are going to be hysterical. Those are coming on May 26th at 7:30 in Boston. But I'll give you more information about that. And our own Dave Kane, Misgivings, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Ocean State Theater in Jefferson Boulevard. Dave is doing a fundraising event for benefiting the Ocean State Theater Company's annual fund for the artistic excellence. So that's really great. We always want to... We always want to support the arts. So whatever you do, I know that our time is running out shortly, and I know it's crazy, but we only have an hour here today, and I promise I will be calling in next Saturday from California. But I hope you do get a chance to get out and about yourselves and to make it a good week. Again, I thank you all for listening to Out and About with Elaine. Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon, and then I'll be back calling live from California from 7 a.m. to 8 with
I'll
Mike.
I'll wake you up at 3.
You're going to have to call me at 3 to get me up. Yeah, I know. Get my radio voice
going
on. That
way you could get your coffee on.
Get my coffee. Yeah. Hotel coffee? No, I don't think so. So anyway, and then Dave will be on from 9 to noon on Saturday too. And that wraps us up. So basically, we have 6 great days of live radio, and we really appreciate you, our listeners, listening to the old great station WAA 1320. Have a great day. And Mike is going to be playing us out in just a minute with our favorite Frankie Valli song. So if you if you're driving to work, if you're driving for coffee, if you're in the drive-through at Dunkin' Donuts or Honeydew or whatever you do, turn up the radio. You can listen to us, and he's going to hit that in just a second. Are you going, Mike?
Yep.
Play us out.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.